This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. It looks like federal judges won't be entering the Tour de France anytime soon. Lance Armstrong, who's a seven-time Tour de France winner, sued the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, claiming it violated his due process rights. He claims he's never tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs and has vehemently denied accusations that he's ever taken them. Judge Sam Sparks initially dismissed Armstrong's case because the 80-page complaint was too long and designed to increase media coverage. And now he's dismissed it again, this time on the merits, stating the agency's rules satisfy due process, and that Armstrong's claims are best resolved through international arbitration. The judge also noted an alarming conflict between the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency and USA Cycling and its international counterpart, which elected not to proceed against Armstrong. The court said if these bodies wish to damage the image of their sport through bitter infighting, they'll have to do so without the involvement of the courts of the United States. Lance Armstrong, who's obviously no dope, once said pain is temporary, quitting lasts forever. You can bet this race is far from over. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.